Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Michigan State Police have confirmed that the father of a handicapped young man who dared to stand up to Congressman Dingell about the subsection that said that people with pre-existing conditions wouldn't be given treatment did get death threats at his home and a home visit. On national TV live this morning, Senator Spector would bow his arms out and get in people's faces that disagreed with him while he was lying to them. And then one old man gets up and says, I'm sick of your lies. So a big thug, twice his size, jumps up, grabs him, and starts shoving him into the aisle. The videos of him beating up women, beating up men, punching people in the nose are coming out. It's clear who's doing it. It's the government thugs and the supporters of government thugism. This place is like the Soviet Union or something, that are really out there intimidating people. And the White House did put out public memos ordering their minions. They did send out tens of millions of emails to their email list on record saying, get out there, get in people's faces, protect the congressmen from the racist mobs. And the White House, playing the race card, trying to start a race war in this country, puts out emails to their constituents saying, go punch the racist in the nose, basically. No wonder it's happening. And we've got clip after clip of CNN, of MSNBC, of Chris Matthews, clip after clip after clip after clip. And Chris Matthews says, we need to inject them with sodium pentothal because they'll all admit they're doing this because they're racist. And they have Washington Post writers on. And I mean, just there's so many clips. We're going to try to play some today. They're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're saying they're really racist. And the craziest new talking point is there's no health care bill. It's all lies. There's no rationing of health care. There's no CPS visits to all parents' homes. There's no death education with a dignity in dying counselor by law for all seniors. Yes, we have the subsections here in my stack. We have the bills, the House and Senate versions. These are the official versions. And what's happening is Arlen Specter and all these criminals and Lloyd Doggett and the rest of them, all these congressmen and senators, they get up and lie and say there's none of that in the bill. And the people stand up with the bills and say, here it is in subsection, this, this, and that. And then Specter goes, okay, well, I don't support that. But he supports the bill. And the people are getting mad. They're tired of going to meetings and having some criminal sit there and lie to them. Look, the globalist in Agenda 21, in the Sustainability Treaty, in the Cap and Trade Treaty, in the Global Greenhouse Treaties, are all on record. They do it in every other country. They're seizing the industry, the energy, the health care. The local communities are being federalized under international rules. This is a global corporate takeover. And they're seizing health care. Just like they said, oh, we need the banker bailout to give you money and pay for your mortgage. And then really they said, oh, the law changes it where your interest rate's 30% now and where you can't declare bankruptcy like you could before and where you can basically go to debtor's prison and you can't fly if you've got bad credit and can't have a job if you got bad credit. And we give $23.7 trillion in growing to foreign banks and then they give you no bailout. They don't even give you a loan. Just like health care. This is liability protection for the insurance companies and the banks that own them, so you're not going to get any health care but an aspirin when you have a heart attack, chumps. Just like the chumps. A few chumps out there wanted the banker bailout of October 3rd last year. Oh, did you get any of that money? No. Double what it would take to pay off all mortgages in the country? All you're going to get is a SWAT team tasering you or rubber bulleting you or the butt of a rifle in your face or lining you up in a ditch. That's what you get. You understand that, you slobs out there?
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second, third, and fourth hour today. We've got Webster Griffin Tarpley popping in the third hour because he predicted a year and a half ago that Obama was going to play the race card, that he was being put into office to energize racial division, and if you didn't go along with the corporate takeover of the United States, you would be called a racist. And again, I've read the book. We sell both of them now. And, you know, I respected and liked Tarpley, but I thought this is hard to believe. I mean, that Obama is really this bad. I mean, I knew that he was going to be bad because he's a puppet and financed by the big money and the establishment was behind him. But to imagine that they are now saying on CNBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, CBS News, I jogged for 45 minutes on the treadmill this morning and flipped around through all the channels, and every channel was parroting, except for Fox, was parroting that you are a racist if you use the word socialist. Now, remember, Newsweek told us 6 months ago that we're all socialists now with that famous headline and cover with the red hand and the blue hand shaking hands. The message was socialism will save the economy. I guess that was actually 8 months ago. That was in, what, December? wasn't it? But, I mean, this, they know cold-bloodedly this has no foundation in reality. They do it cold-bloodedly to ignite a race debate and to cause a race war. That may be their false flag, is to try to get some type of riots going in this country. In fact, the last 5, 6, 7, 8 times, I know it's more than 5 or 6 times, the last few months, where at universities people are spray painting swastikas or making racist phone calls to black organizations, they've all been caught staging it. And this black congressman I saw on the news this morning, who's in all this trouble for screaming people down at town halls, suddenly somebody painted a swastika at his office. Gee, I wonder who did it. 90% chance one of his constituents did it to give him cover. He may not have even been involved, but my money is on it being staged. I mean, 9 times out of 10 it is. Or it's some methamphetamine white trash person who's got like one tooth, who the feds buy drinks for at the bar and say, let's take over America, let's go after the White House. And the guy goes, yeah, let's do it. And it comes out in court every time that it was just totally made up, and they find some mentally ill person to say it. They want us fighting with each other, and it is so despicable. I mean, Chris Matthews every night says it. Paul Watson's posting 3 or 4 clips I see, and I'm not even reading all of Prison Planet. I'm so busy. 3 or 4 clips a day with them saying, you are racist, period. If you oppose anything that Obama is pushing through. It doesn't matter if on gun control, they say these are racist lies made up because people don't like our black president, as they have 15 separate bills, last time I counted them up, that are each one of them the most draconian gun bill ever seen compared to previous gun legislation, anti-gun legislation. And we've read them all on air and written articles and had Gun Owners of America on, and it's just off the charts bad. The Attorney General can ban any guns he wants with the stroke of a pen. It's giving him the dictatorial power to ban whatever he wants. And so they sit there and say, you're liars, no such thing exists. Just like the new talking point in the last week is, there is no health care bill, so why are you complaining? And the people go to these meetings, and they have the bill and the printouts and the synopsis in their hands, and they get mad. And in Pennsylvania with Arnold Spector today, I watched 30 minutes of the hour-long situation. I saw it happen live, where they started manhandling some old man because he was told, come to the town hall, you'll be able to speak. He gets there. Arnold Spector just talks at him, telling him there's none of this, there's no rationing care, there's no lying. And I'm sitting there getting hot while I'm jogging on the treadmill. Tell you, really helped me put the treadmill up to like level 8 and really start running. I was getting so mad instead of just jogging at level 6. And I'm sitting there getting mad, and people, you can see them wiggling around in their chairs getting mad. You can see black people wiggling around in their chairs getting mad. You can see them yelling at him, you know, sitting there mumbling. See, I mean, people know this is a scam. They know whatever the government does is for some foreign corporation to rip us off. The insurance companies are actually behind all this. See, the Federal Reserve in 1913 ran ads in newspapers saying they were against the Federal Reserve Act, trying to fool people. And people didn't get fooled then. They still passed it in a quorum, without a quorum, 2 nights before, it was actually the night before Christmas. Well, all through the House, not a creature was stirring but 3 senators. And along came the wicked Grinch. This wasn't a visit from Santa Claus. And it's the same tricks. They sit there and say, oh, big insurance companies, they don't want this. Are you kidding? This is just like the banker bailout. They swore and they promised and they guaranteed that it was going to fix your mortgage. You know, just a small amount of mortgages that were in trouble. And we looked at it and said, folks, it isn't even mortgages that are in trouble. The banks just aren't lending. This is about derivatives. And they're going to actually hoard the money and freeze the money and not use it to pay for the mortgages to get the markets going again. And you notice it's now come out in Congress and they admit that the Federal Reserve paid banks not to lend. So, it's just basically everything is a lie. I was watching CNN. It was all deception. They had some British guy on there this morning about how we need socialized health care like England at some clinic for the homeless, implying that people that need medical care aren't taken care of. It's just citizens aren't told that by law everything is paid for through the charity system, through the state laws. The illegal aliens know that. That's why they line up and get the full care. And so, yeah, they turn away ignorant U.S. citizens. I've had people in my office with seriously debilitating things they need, serious surgeries, one of them Crohn's disease. And he didn't believe me. We got in a big argument as he was literally, you know, even when he had insurance, it was fake insurance and they, you know, wouldn't pay for his what he had. It was, you know, one of these things where you pay for it and you get an aspirin. And I explained, I said, look, my dad's an oral surgeon and a dentist. I know these rules. And I explained it, and I got on the phone with the Austin doctors, and we ended up getting the best doctor in New York City, $50,000+ medical care, surgery, intestines removed, and he's 98% better 4 years later. And he didn't believe me. When I told him, I said, no, that they will do it all. Doctors are supposed to do a third of their medical care for free. That's the Hippocratic Oath. And that's why you've got the brother of the White House Chief of Staff, Mr. Emanuel, on TV saying we need to get rid of the Hippocratic Oath, which they don't give anymore. Because this is about doctors and the insurance companies not having liability. And they got all these stupid, dumb people. I mean, maybe 10% of the public like they have with the banker bailout, maybe that much, who they put on the news going, I want free health care. I want my mortgage paid for. You're not going to get any good health care out of this. They're just going to take over the good health care that was there for people and take more out of everybody's checks. Let me ask you this. When you lose your job, do you get the 6 months of unemployment insurance you're supposed to get that you and the employer have been paying in for years? No, you don't get it. You don't get it. Everybody I know, I don't even challenge people we have to let go here, their unemployment. And they get it for a month or so, and then the government kicks them off of it, if they even get that. You're not going to get it. That's what this is all about. You understand that? You're not getting anything you paid in. All you're getting is a boot stomping on your face. It all goes to the offshore banks now. And these pimps, these race pimps, that's what Obama did, was run racial strife and infighting in Chicago to keep everybody under control. That's what the Annenberg Foundation, that's what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation do. You can ask Tarpley about this. He wrote 2 books on it. He's an expert. He's absolutely right. I've since reverse engineered what he wrote, and it's right. It's accurate. You got to buy the 2 books he wrote about Obama at InfoWars.com. Learn how to read and learn how this works. These people don't want us getting along. That's how Chicago and New York and L.A. work, is off race pimping and racial politics. Limousine liberals. Margaret Sanger called blacks subhuman scum that had to be killed. And it's a big joke that scores of high schools, black high schools and elementary schools, are called Margaret Sanger High or Margaret Sanger Elementary. I went to one in Dallas by White Rock Lake. It's a big joke. It's a big sick joke. These people want to kill you and abort your babies and shove a gun in your mouth. They want to put you in prison and sell crack to you. And watching these stupid people get suckered makes me sick. It's like I watch the Republicans being suckered by Bush. Wake up, break your conditioning. I'm going to break it all down. Take your phone calls, 800-259-9231, on healthcare, on the revolution, on the town halls.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that clearance was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dan Brown came in to shoot me down. So I shot the sheriff.
I shot the sheriff. Ha-ha.
If I am guilty, I will pay. I shot the sheriff. But I say, I didn't shoot no deputy.
And see, that's what's going to happen more and more. Sheriff John Brown goes to pull his gun and shoot us, he's going to get shot. The government's got us in a corner. It's illegitimate. It's rogue. It's controlled by foreign offshore banks. And they're not backing off. They're not quitting. They think they've broken our spirit. They think they're going to win and they're going to fail. Okay, look, next segment I'm going to your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. I read, I don't know, five or six in the last couple months, different subsections of different versions of the bill as it went through committee. And I read sections from Bloomberg on air of Daschle's book where he said, yeah, if you're over 60, you don't deserve health care. The young do, you know, rationing. And now they're going to force you to take money out of your check and fine you. But I have in the last 2 days actually gotten into the latest bill, what, S3220. I even printed it off and then, of course, left it in the printer at home this morning. I was highlighting it, parts of it. But I do have some of the subsections, and ladies and gentlemen, it's worse than I was even saying. See, while we're busy debating whether or not there's even a health care bill, because I'm sure you've seen that on the news, seen it in the web post, why are you guys complaining? There's not even a bill to read. Shut up. When we have the bills. Just like when they're burning down Waco, they're saying, this is not an assault. This is not an assault. You know, there are no gun control bills. There is no cap and trade bill. I mean, I've got Rothschild, heir to the Rothschild fortune in Endgame, saying there's no plan for a cap and trade tax. And then 2.5 years later, they've passed it in the House. I mean, they will. You ever seen Saving Private Ryan? And you know, that's really based on a kind of a combo of different true stories. When they're fighting hand to hand in a bombed out building, and one of the American soldiers is winning and has the momentum to stab the German. They both got knives at each other. And the German says, oh, no, no, I'm your friend. Stop. We're friends. And as soon as the guy gives up for a second, the German just slides the knife right into him. That is a military tactic. World War I, they'll broadcast, stand down, the war's over, we're friends, truce, and then just open up on you. And that's what they do. And so we're always so busy just debating, going, no, no, they really are trying to pass a health care bill, and it really does have this, and they really are trying to pass a cap and trade, and their own documents say it'll double energy prices, and they really are saying it's to shut down industry. I mean, I've got the quotes from 96 on C-SPAN. We've been grabbing all this for the film of Holdren saying we want to shut down U.S. industry. I really have Maury Strong at the 92 Rio de Janeiro U.N. summit saying we've got to shut down U.S. industry to bring in world government. Folks, this is real. I mean, this isn't a game. And still, so much of the public was told there is no world government, there is no bank of the world, there is no plan for a carbon tax. So I'm still trying to get these stupid yuppies up off their big fat butts to just understand, yes, there is a world government. Yes, it's run by eugenicists. And then the whole health care bill is about how you're going to get CPS visits at your house. I told you that months ago. The whole health care bill is about how seniors get end-of-life death education. That's finally mainstream news today. But I'm finding sections I can't even believe. I can't even believe this. In England, 22,000 homes, when you have a baby, cameras go in your home. Guilty first until you're proven innocent. Anything's wrong, baby cries too much, CPS takes your kids, they're raised in dormitories. That's in eco-science. White House wants it. Guess what? It's in the bill. It's in the bill. It's in the bill for America. We're all getting Enviro, carbon tax police, CPS, senior visits. They're going to come and take you in a white van and euthanize you. They are the Soviets. They mean business. They are murderers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, these control freaks want in your house. They want to get their hands on your kids. They want to kill old people deader than a hammer. That isn't rhetoric. We know what they do in Europe. We know that they... Time magazine had an article in an issue. Hold on, it's right here. Just randomly, I met my parents 2 weeks ago. And I pick up Time magazine, Nancy Gibbs, last article in it, August 3rd, 2009. First thing I open up is the Grim Reaper, and it says, an elderly British couple suicide pact is beautifully romantic. Act. Oh, it's so romantic. And then I randomly turn on Drudge Report that night when I get home, and there's an article about how they're killing people in Oregon who don't even want it. And I remember the Wesley Smith articles in the Wall Street Journal years ago where he would go where the people were under government control when the government was the guardian, and they would be begging for food and water, and they would say, no, you're paralyzed, we're going to kill you, like Robert Wendland. They murder people every day, but the stupid moron public, dumber than dirt, that sucks their thumb, eats cheeseburgers, drinks beer, and watches TV all day while gobbling Prozac and watching porno movies, has no idea what's going on. And in this stinking article, it goes, oh, well, in Europe, it's showing a large percentage of old people are killed without their will by the government, and that doctors decide to kill you. Is this good? They go, oh, we know it's beautiful that these old people killed themselves, even though one of them wasn't sick. We know that's beautiful. See, they set a false dichotomy. Oh, we know that's beautiful. But, see, as if everybody's for that. But should the doctors kill you? I mean, read it for yourself. Every day there's articles in the New York Times. I mean, every day saying families are bad and kids are bad. Do you understand? A couple years ago, I got on air and I said, I remember a textbook I covered on TV where they said the family belongs to the age of barbarism and must be eradicated and all families are bad and all parents are mentally ill. And I got these callers saying I was a liar. So people went crazy on the PrisonPlanet.com forum and posted scores. I mean, it had to be more than 50. I quit counting. Textbooks and links where the government says this. Look, I know it's crazy, okay? I'm not the one that writes this stuff. I'm not the one running things. All I know is these bastards got to be stopped. China signed a treaty with the UN and the United States in 1975 to set up the one-child policy and taking the kids and raising them in dormitories. I mean, this stinking stuff came from us. And England is now implementing it. They're now doing it. They're now taking upwards of 15% of the kids and raising them from birth in government facilities. And what do they do in England and here? 68% and growing, they put on more than 7 psychotropics apiece. These are government numbers. Here's the headline. Under Obamacare, government would indoctrinate your kids. And Paul Watson has the section. It's in the bill. And it says all homes will get CPS visits, even if you don't take the health care. See, now if you get Head Start, you get 3 CPS visits a year. Then most people, they just get you to, oh, you did something wrong, sign this form, go to parenting classes to get you in the system, and it's like a form of probation. God, these bastards, they want to run your life. They love it. They're sickening, disgusting, degenerate control freaks. We're going to get Chuck Norris back on. Chuck Norris slams Stalinist home intrusion and indoctrination program. TV star and commentator Chuck Norris points out in an editorial today that under the Obamacare legislation currently being ferociously opposed in town halls across the country, the government would empower itself to carry out home intrusions and state re-education of children under a Stalinist indoctrination program. And you can go read the bill. We have a link to it. I've got another one here, another subsection we're going to go over after we take some calls, where it says all seniors above the age of 65 will be forced to get home visits by elder care, and you will be given, quote, death with dignity talks and explained how you need to commit suicide. I mean, literally, instead of Soylent Green where you go kill yourself at the sanitarium watching some classical, listening to some classical music, watching pastoral scenes, they come and grab your butt like Logan's Run. Folks, this is happening all over Northern Europe. And Northern Europe is dying. There's all these disgusting New York Times and Washington Post articles. The West is dead. 1.3 for every 2 people, they're having 1.3 children. It's dead. You can't even replace with that number. It's over. This is nihilistic sickos. They're meanwhile slaughtering and trying to call the third world as fast as they can. These people have lost their life force. And let me tell you, these sicko globalists, though, they've all got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids. They're obsessed with it. That bastard Ted Turner that calls us useless feeders has 5 kids, scores of jet airplanes, millions of acres he owns, scores of houses. He's nothing but a greedy, murdering bastard. And he is a murderer. He supports and has given over $2 billion to eugenics programs, forced sterilization. Obama has taken the funding freeze off and radically expanded what it was before the freeze for forced abortion and infanticide in China and Africa. These are murderers. Go read the quotes with Margaret Sanger talking about how they had to hire blacks as their fronts to kill the black scum. See, if you talk about murdering black scum and walk around being liberal, you get praised by Time Magazine. We've got to figure out a way to get rid of these weeds, these black weeds. Oh, Hitler, I love you. Oh, you're liberal. Oh, you love Hitler. Oh, I mean, it's just sickening, degenerate filth everywhere, running everything. look what the Great Society and Great Leap Forward and all this crud has done to countries and societies. Look what it's done to your black communities. From 10% illegitimacy to 92% illegitimacy, they've got the black communities literally back to the caveman age now. And they're doing it to everybody else's communities now. Just wrecking everything so that you can be orderly put in prison and then euthanized. All right, I'm going to take your calls. It's just, I watch CNN and I flip back and forth in channels. And CNN, they randomly handed out 30 cards, made a big scene of it being random, and 29 questions were against the health care. 29 of 30 to that magic bullet proponent, Arlen Specter. 29. And they said, I'm not left, I'm not right, I'm tired of foreign corporations raping us. We know this is another scam. This is a way to take all our health care, and that's what it is. Every person, I was just, my soul was buoyed. And then you cut to the little witch on CNN outside, and she said, well, there's 50-50 out here. Some for the health care, others against helping the poor and giving them health care. Now let's cut to California where they're helping the poor that these people are against. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, I then flipped to other channels and ran in and looked, and local news admitted that they couldn't find anyone for the health care there. 30 questions were allowed to be asked. 29 were against. But it mattered. CNN and Fox and all of them. And Fox was even on there going, oh, it's, you know, their thing is, oh, it's good to go protest and good to go be part of this, but don't yell. So, see, they make it all about gelding everybody. It's just amazing. All right, I want everybody to sound off. And I got to guess for like 15 minutes of the next hour. But then after that, continue to open phones and tarply because I ended up getting contacted by Kevin Burton, who's with this CEO of BAM, thinkbam.com. He got massive emails and calls. It's an emergency management private corporation, works with the FBI and others for the whole flu thing coming up. And he did an audio conference calling us crackpots, nuts, or whatever. And now he says he wants to come on and clarify what he meant by that. So he's popping in for like 20 minutes or so. And that's fine if he wants to clarify. That's great. We'll be friendly towards him. But I am going to take calls on this all day today, all day tomorrow, because this is the revolution. And they're calling into C-SPAN, and they're calling into their talk radio. And if you're getting blocked out and censored the town halls, call into talk radio. Go to city council. Go to county commissioner. Anything that media is at. Letters to the editor. Start your own blog. Put up flyers. In fact, I'm going to ask Paul Watson to create a one-page flyer that just has like five bullet points about healthcare in bold letters, and then Infowars.com under it, and then I'll have one of my guys, maybe Kurt or somebody, create a Photoshop of some image about healthcare. So you can have one page you put on top and the bullet points under to put up places. I mean, or you can do it yourself. I mean, you know, people come up with ideas, come up with the five bullet points, the one image, graphic designers, idea people. We're all worked to the edge of just insanity here. I mean, I can barely make myself leave at 2-3 in the morning, and I've got to stop. I got to see my family. The issue is it's all happening now. This is the time of the revolution. And the enemy, I mean, again, there's a father with his son who has cerebral palsy, and in the subsection, he reads the subsection where they won't be given care, and Dingell admits, yeah, we're going to have to amend that. Because it says you just go home and die. I mean, Daschle, who wrote the bill, wrote a book saying it. This is eugenics, people. I've seen Tony Blair when he was the prime minister. I'll never forget watching prime minister's questions, and they got up and said, I have constituents waiting 16 to 18 months for brain surgery on operable cancers that have to be operated on 3 months, and it has a 90-plus percent cure rate, but You've got to have the surgery. And Tony Blair said, yes, I know people are waiting 16 to 18 months. But that's just the way it is. And some of them are elderly and, you know, they come at the back of the line. And or they have bad histories, meaning the government has a file on you if you smoke and drink or ever did. And so, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, this really goes on, folks. We're not, you know, this isn't a game. They're going to wreck and they want control of every sector of the economy. The illegal aliens, God bless them, because they're coming from a hellish place of tyranny. They need to be made to stay down there and have a real revolt and take their country back. But the globalists have a deal to not do that. They don't get any health care, so they come up here and get full health care. Full, you know, five, six, seven babies, everything paid for. That's bankrupting all the states. The feds know that. They create the crisis and offer the solution. And in this bill, the illegals get all the free care. It's just going to bankrupt everything, and we'll have total socialist care, which will then be eugenics. Obamacare is about government coming into homes and usurping parental rights over child care and development rights, Norris, in an outline, sections of 440. And section 1904 of the House bill, pages 838, under the heading Home Visitation Programs for Families with Young Children and Families Expecting Children. The programs provide via grants to states would educate parents on child behavior and parenting skills. The bill says the government agents will be trained and competent staff would provide parents with knowledge and age-appropriate child development in cognitive language and social, emotional, and motor domains. Because, see, suddenly kids can't walk and talk because they watch TV and they're on sodium fluoride, and they're drinking Coca-Cola and eating nothing but crap. I mean, they're brain damaged. I went to a restaurant with my family last night, just a lower middle class type restaurant, and I was in a room of people, and they all looked retarded. I mean, they acted retarded. They were, I mean, I wanted to videotape it. I was freaked out, folks. I felt like I'd entered the dimension of hell. And they weren't chromosomally, I mean, it was, they were drugged out. The kids looked retarded. We're fried. We're under total chemical attack. God help us. We got eugenic psychos running everything. I just can't handle it anymore. Everybody's like drugged out zombies. They're chemtrailing us and admitting it. It was about to rain in Austin. The jets came in and chemtrailed and knocked them all out. I'm living in a science fiction nightmare. People, you got to wake up. I was looking at these families, and I was looking at people in the parking lot, and the people that worked there, they were all retarded. They were chemically lobotomized. And those of us that would have been exceptionally intelligent fight through it, but we're still frustrated, and things get foggy sometimes. But knowing you're under chemical attack, the body can get over it, and you start trying to avoid the sodium fluoride, you start avoiding the GMO. Let's just go to calls. It's just, I don't even want to. It's just to sit there and watch him deny it all and act like we're lying and act like we're bad. It's just unbelievable. And my IM from Minnesota with my callers just crashed. Just give me a, go ahead and give me a caller verbally, John. Paul in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. First of all, man, words can't explain how much we appreciate you, brother. I just want to say, you know, I'm the organizer of the Ron Paul meetup group here in Austin. And just real briefly, man, you know, Oath Keepers, throughout the years, as days go by, you know, we look for so many solutions that we can make some changes to this crap. Oath Keepers just keeps coming up in my head, brother, and, you know, I just made it a point with all the things I'm doing. I really want to focus on that. I want to do a money bomb on Veterans Day for them.
We're putting Oath Keepers in the new Obama film.
Say that again?
We went up to Concord, Mass. We went up to Boston. We went up and interviewed Oath Keepers, military and police, saying they're going to follow the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and Constitution against all illegal orders. We went up there and interviewed them at one of the big meetings, and it's in the new film.
Wow. Wow.
Listen, well, I appreciate your call. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Yeah, that is important. Go ahead, John. Jim in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex, I'm a non-commissioned officer in the United States military, and my wife's a school teacher, so I was really just calling to thank you for putting this information out and let you know that it's actually getting to some of the people that are on the front lines. And also, my wife brought this to my attention. She has a study book for PPR. It has to do with her teacher certification. And she brought this to my attention. Here's a little a blip from the book. It says, in the mid-90s, for instance, value training, not to be confused with values clarification emphasis in the 1970s, since the home and community may have lost effectiveness as a strong value support system.
Yeah, yeah, stay there. Yeah, this is what they give the teachers. The social workers, they teach them families are bad, get rid of them. The teachers, it's, oh, the family's collapsed. You've got to be the family now and spy on the parents and take the kids. It's better we just go ahead and get rid of the family. It's sad, but it has to happen for America. Families are anti-American. We'll be right back. Stay there. I want to hear more. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUndersafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now, I just hope new listeners out there driving along in their cars, listening in Austin, Texas, on stations like 1330 or 90.1, or driving along in Southern California or Chicago or upstate New York, or I just hope you know this stuff's true. They really are poisoning our water, and they brag about it. Head of the White House science, that son of a bitch is for real. I mean, look. Reality is crazy. And I wish it wasn't this way. But we have a criminal group of psychopaths running our government They use the symbols of patriotism to make us stand down and go along with them. And we do have the seizure of every sector of our economy. They want to destroy the economy and take over health care to make you dependent on them so they can fully domesticate you, period. Everything they're doing is unconstitutional. It's all criminal. They always do it in the name of their taking care of you and loving you. And I think they've overreached with this racism thing. They're now saying, and these clips are coming up later in the next hour, to play the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for the radio folks. All over TV they're saying, if you say socialism, you're racist. Everything is code now. You don't want to give your whole paycheck up? The main people are working class folks who hardly get anything now. They're going, you mean you're going to take 25, 30% more of my paycheck and fine me to give me some government health care that's an aspirin? No, I don't want it. And they're saying, you're a racist then. All right, going back to Jim in Texas. Your wife's a school teacher, and you were trying to read out of the handbook. Give us the name of the handbook again and read from it.
It's the Texas Examination of Educator Standards. It's a chapter called Competency, subchapter, The Teacher as a Curriculum Worker. And what it says down here is, since the home and community have lost effectiveness as a strong value support system, the school has automatically been selected as the agent to maintain the values for society. So that startled her when she was studying for her test.
Now, notice this, though. Hold on. Because I've seen that, and I've seen that in 100 different ways in all their documents. I mean, they come right out, and I read the quotes and say, we're all degenerates, families are bad, that families are like a cancer, that families are mentally ill, they've got to be eradicated. But notice, society didn't fall apart till we got big government and these social engineers. So, see, it's like a drug dealer. They get you on heroin, and then say the reason you're having trouble going to work is they haven't sold you enough heroin. You haven't robbed enough stereos. Go ahead.
Right, and like I mentioned earlier, too, I'm a non-commissioned officer here up at Fort Hood. And, you know, I hear you talk a lot about the water system. And I Googled our water report here in Killeen, and it contains high amounts of fluoride, barium, chloroform, and atrazine, which is banned in several countries around the world. So, and this is what the soldiers are drinking every day, and it makes me sick that we're actually continuing to put this stuff in our water system.
And it's all in official government documents that we put in Endgame and my other films, that they're doing it on purpose. I mean, have you told the other people at the base and given them the PDF file of the White House science czars admitting they're drugging our water?
I haven't done that yet, Alex, but, you know, because the nature of my job, I have to be careful about what I do. But I do study the Constitution with my soldiers. We go over that kind of stuff. We understand the Bill of Rights. We understand our sworn oath, like that gentleman was speaking about earlier. We understand that we have to follow the orders from higher, but we also have a responsibility to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So,
God bless you, sir. Do me a favor. Scan that in. Email it to us. And we'll get it up on the web or post it on the Prison Planet Forum. Keep it up. Absolutely. In fact, there's a mainstream headline, Governors Oppose DOD Power Grab.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.